I'm Haley Williams of the Buffalo Buttes, and you're listening to The Experience Hockey Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. My name is Michael Lennemann, and we are brought to you by the Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till Kill Girls. For more information on the Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland, visit them on Facebook today. And today is May 29th. It is Memorial Day weekend. It is also the day before the Stanley Cup Finals begin between the San Jose Sharks and Pittsburgh Penguins. And let's take a look at both Game 6s and the one Game 7 that took place that got us our finals matchup between the Sharks and the Penguins. Starting off with May 24th between the Lightning and the Penguins, Game 6. The lineup for the Tampa Bay Lightning was JT Brown with Valtteri Filppula and Ryan Callahan, Andre Palat with Tyler Johnson, Jonathan Drouin, Alex Killorn with Vladislav Namestnikov and Nikita Kucherov, and Cedric Paquette with Brian Boyle and defenseman Slater Cuckoo. Defensive pairings were Victor Hedman of Anton Strahlman, Jason Garrison of Andre Schuster, Matt Carl of Braden Coburn, and Andre Vasilevsky in the net. For the Pittsburgh Penguins, it was Connor Sheary with Sidney Crosby and Patrick Hornquist, Chris Kunitz with Evgeny Malkin and Brian Rust, Carl Hagelin with Nick Bonino and Phil Kessel, Tom Kuhn-Hackl with Matt Cullen and Eric Fair, Brian Dumoulin with Chris Letang and Ole Yamada with Ben Lovejoy, Ian Cole, Justin Schultz, and Matt Murray in the net. In the first period at 14:20, Evgeny Malkin was called for slashing. Then at 17:09, Anton Strahlman was called for interference. Then at 17:50, Victor Hedman was called for delay of game. At the end, and then on that power play, at 18:46, Phil Kessel scored his ninth of the playoffs from Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, both their ninth of the playoffs. At the end of the first, Pittsburgh would be up 1-0. Shots were 14-4 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 16-4 in favor of Tampa. Hits were 7-6 in favor of Tampa Bay, and Pittsburgh was 1-2, and Tampa was 0-1 on the power play. Then going into the second period, Pittsburgh scored 7:40 into the period, with Chris Letang getting his second of the playoffs from Connor Sheary and Nick Bonino, their 5th and 12th respectively. Then at 10:06, Andre Palat was called for slashing. And at 19:34, Sidney Crosby scored his 6th from Patrick Hornquist, which was his 4th of the playoffs. Going into the second intermission, Pittsburgh was up 3-0. Shots were 26-11 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 27-20 in favor of Tampa Bay. Hits were 18-14 in favor of Tampa Bay. And on the power play, Pittsburgh was 1-3, and Tampa Bay was 0-1. And then for the third period, 5:30 into the period, Brian Boyle scored his 4th of the playoffs, which was unassisted. Then at 12:43, Brian Boyle scored his 2nd of the game, his 5th of the playoffs, from Slater Cuckoo and Jonathan Drouin, their 1st and 9th respectively. And then at 17:52, Brian Rust would score for the Penguins, his 3rd of the playoffs, from Chris Kunitz and Ole Yamada, their 5th and 4th respectively. And then with the empty net at 19:06, Nick Bonino would get his 3rd of the playoffs from Ben Lovejoy, his 2nd. Pittsburgh would go on to win the game 5-2. Shots were 33-30 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 39-31 in favor of Tampa Bay. Hits were 26-18 in favor of Tampa Bay. And on the power play, Pittsburgh was 1-3 and Tampa was 0-1, thus tying the series at 3 games apiece. Then going into other Game 6 action, which was May 25th, it was the San Jose Sharks versus the St. Louis Blues. Lineup for the St. Louis Blues was Robbie Fabry with Yuri Laterra and Vladimir Tarasenko, Alexander Steen with Paul Stastny and Troy Brouwer, Jaden Schwartz with Patrick Berglund and David Backes, Scotty Upshaw with Kyle Brodziak and Dmitry Jaskin. Defense pairings for Jay Bomeister with Alex Petrangelo, Joe Edmondson with Kevin Shanneker, Carl Gunnarsson with Colton Pareko, and Brian Elliott in the net. San Jose Sharks lineup was Tomas Hertl with Joe Thornton and Joe Pavelski, Patrick Marleau with Logan Couture and Jonas Dunskey, Melker Carlson with Chris Tierney and Joel Ward, Dana Zubers with Nick Spaulding and Tommy Wingles, and then on defense, Marc-Edouard Vlasic with Justin Braun, Paul Martin with Brent Burns, Brendan Dillon with Roman Polak, and Martin Jones in the net. And in the first period at 3:57, Joe Pavelski would score his 13th of the playoffs from Joe Thornton and Tomas Hertl, their 15th and 5th respectively. San Jose would take the 1-0 lead going into the first intermission. Shots were 9-5 in favor of San Jose. Faceoffs were 11-7 in favor of St. Louis. Hits were 19-14 in favor of St. Louis, and neither team had a power play. Then going into the second period, 36 seconds into the period, Troy Brower would be called for interference. Then at 5:02, Joel Ward would score his 5th of the playoffs from Brent Burns and Chris Tierney, their 14th and 2nd respectively. Then at 6:08, Scotty Upshaw would get a double minor for high sticking. St. Louis would be down 2-0 to the Sharks at the end of the second period. Shots were 19-16 in favor of San Jose. Faceoffs were 22-17 in favor of St. Louis. Hits were 32-23 in favor of St. Louis. And St. Louis had no power plays, and San Jose was 0-3. Then, going into the third period, 3:01 into the period, Joel Ward would score his 2nd of the game and 6th of the playoffs from Logan Couture and Patrick Marleau, 15th and 7th respectively. Then at 8:11, Jonas Donsky would score his 5th of the playoffs from Logan Couture and Patrick Marleau, their 16th and 8th respectively. Then at 11:39, Vladimir Tarasenko would score his 8th of the playoffs from Yuri Lehterä and Colton Pareko, their 6th and 5th assists of the playoffs respectively. Then at 15:35, Ken Shattenkirk would be called for cross-checking and Tommy Wingles would be called for slashing. At 16:25, Vladimir Tarasenko would score his 9th of the playoffs from Paul Stastny and Alex Petrangelo, their 10th and 8th assists respectively. And with the empty net at 19:40, Logan Couture would score his 8th of the playoffs from Marc-Edouard Vlasic with his 10th assist of the season, thus giving the San Jose Sharks the 5-2 victory and the 4-2 series victory as well. Shots were 27-26 in favor of the Sharks, faceoffs were 32-27 in favor of St. Louis, hits were 42-31 in favor of St. Louis, and the Blues were 0-1 and the Sharks were 0-3 respectively on the power play. And with that, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll go over Game 7 between the Penguins and the Lightning in the Eastern Conference Finals. Ladies and gentlemen, AwesomeCon is coming right up sooner than you think. June 3rd through 5th, 2016 at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, John Barrowman, Peter Capaldi, Riddle, Kevin Smith, Bill Nye the Science Guy, and many others. For more information and to purchase tickets, please visit awesome-con.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. And now it is time to go over Game 7 between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Pittsburgh Penguins in the Eastern Conference Finals. Starting off with the Tampa Bay Lightning lineup. Starting off with Brian Boyle with Valtteri Filppula and Jonathan Drouin. Alex Killorn with Tyler Johnson and Nikita Kucherov. Andre Palat with Steven Stamkos and Ryan Callahan. Cedric Paquette with Vladislav Namestnikov and JT Brown. Defense pairings were Victor Hedman and Anton Strahlman. Jason Garrison with Andre Schuster. And Slater Cuckoo with Braden Coburn with Andre Vasilevsky in the net. Penguins lineup was Connor Sheary with Sidney Crosby, Patrick Hornquist, Chris Kunitz with Evgeny Malkin and Brian Rust, Carl Hagel with Nick Bonino and Phil Kessel, and Tom Kuhn-Hackel with Matt Cullen and Eric Fair. Defense pairings were Ole Amato with Chris Letang, Brian Doolin with Ben Lovejoy, and Ian Cole with Justin Schultz with Matt Murray in the net. And then going into the first period, it was 6:52 into the period, Evgeny Malkin was called for interference, and at 7:23, Brian Boyle was called for slashing. At the end of the first, it was still tied 0-0. Shots were 8-5 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 10-8 in favor of Pittsburgh. Hits were 17-9 in favor of Tampa Bay, and both teams were 0-1 on the power play. Then going into the second period, a minute 55 into the period, Brian Rust scored his 4 for the playoffs from Chris Kunitz and Evgeny Malkin, their 6 and 10th respectively. Then at 2:55, Cedric Paquette was called for roughing and Ian Cole was called for elbowing. At 9:36, Jonathan Drouin scored his 5th of the playoffs from Valtteri Filppula and Victor Hedman, their 6th and 10th respectively. Then at 10:06, Brian Rust would score his 5th of the playoffs from Ben Lovejoy and Evgeny Malkin, their 3rd and 11th respectively. Then at 12:23, Ryan Callahan would be called for high sticking. 14:54, Jonathan Drouin would be called for holding. Then at 15:13, Chris Letang would be called for tripping. And then at 16:54, Victor Hedman would be called for slashing. At the end of the second period, it would be Pittsburgh up 2-1. Shots were 29-10 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 22 apiece. And hits were 28-22 in favor of Tampa Bay, with the power play being 0-1 and 0-4 respectively for Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh. Then going into the third period, at 10:38, Nikita Kucherov would be called for delay of game, and Pittsburgh would go on to win Game 7, 2-1. Shots were 39-17 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 38-27 in favor of Pittsburgh. Hits were 39-30 in favor of Tampa Bay, and on the power play, Tampa Bay was 0-1, and Pittsburgh was 0-5, thus giving the Pittsburgh Penguins the 7-game series win over the Tampa Bay Lightning and going on to the Stanley Cup Finals. And with that, we're actually going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll be doing our Stanley Cup preview.
On Friday, June 10th at the MCW Arena in Joppa, Maryland, Jimmy's Famous Seafood presents MCW Slamboree. Come see the Outsiders, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, for a very special meet and greet. Plus, for one night only, Johnny Crab Cakes will be in action, and former WWE superstar Damian Sandow will also be in action. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit MarylandWrestling.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. And it is now time to preview the Stanley Cup Finals between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the San Jose Sharks. We're going to start off with the Western Conference champions, the San Jose Sharks. They ended the regular season with a 46-30-6 record with 98 points. They're third in the Pacific Division and sixth in the Western Conference. The San Jose Sharks have been in the NHL for 25 years but have never played in the Stanley Cup Final. That will change on Monday, Memorial Day. For the first time in their history, the Sharks are 4 wins away from winning the Cup. Their pursuit continues in the finals against the Pittsburgh Penguins. It will be a thrilling time for the Sharks, particularly veteran forwards Patrick Marleau and Joe Thornton. Marleau has been in San Jose since he was the second player selected at the 1997 NHL draft. He has played 1,411 regular season games with the Sharks and another 165 games in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Thornton arrived in 2005 in a trade with the Boston Bruins. Joe Thornton was the first overall pick of the 1997 NHL draft by the Boston Bruins. Sharks defenseman Brent Burns has emerged as one of the better defensemen in the NHL and was recognized last month when he was named a Norris Trophy finalist. Burns had 75 points, 27 goals, and 48 assists in the regular season. The San Jose Sharks advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time in their franchise history by defeating the St. Louis Blues 5-2 in Game 6 to win the series 4-2. And then taking a look at the Eastern Conference champions, the Pittsburgh Penguins, they had a 48-26-8 record with 104 points. They were second in the Metropolitan Division and second in the Eastern Conference. The Penguins have been a different team since Mike Sullivan replaced Mike Johnston as coach 28 games into the season. Sullivan has allowed the Penguins to use their speed to their advantage, and top players such as center Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, right wing Phil Kessel, and defenseman Chris Letang have thrived. Crosby scored 36 goals and had 85 points during the regular season, and he and Malkin each has 15 points in the playoffs. Letang has 10 points and a +4 rating in these playoffs. The Pittsburgh Penguins reached the Stanley Cup Finals by defeating the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 in Game 7 to advance to their 5th appearance in the Cup Finals and first since 2009. The final will feature a unique goaltending matchup. Martin Jones was acquired by the Sharks on June 30th to be their number one goaltender and has shown he is capable of filling that role, winning 37 games during the regular season, going 12-6 with a 2.12 goals against average and a .919 save percentage in the playoffs. Matt Murray has supplanted Marc-Andre Fleury as the number one goalie in Pittsburgh after the latter sustained a concussion March 31st. Fleury had a chance to grab his job back in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Final against the Tampa Bay Lightning, but he allowed 4 goals on 25 shots in a 4-3 overtime loss. Murray turned 22 on May 25th and has 28 games of experience between the regular season and postseason on his resume, but he has shown the poise of a veteran and his teammates have full confidence in him. In regards to the regular season series between these two teams, after splitting the season series within a 2-week span, with San Jose winning 3-1 on November 21st before losing 5-1 on December 1st, the Penguins have admitted that they aren't extremely familiar with the Sharks. Rookie goalie Matt Murray said he has watched the Sharks throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs and is primarily aware of their size and speed. The Sharks will encounter a vastly different Penguins team than the one they saw earlier this season when they last met. Mike Johnston was Pittsburgh's coach and not Mike Sullivan. Forward Pascal Dupuis had yet to retire because of a medical condition related to blood clots, and forward Carl Hagelin and defenseman Justin Schultz had yet to be acquired. And Murray was playing for Wilkes-Barre Scranton of the American Hockey League. My personal pick, before I actually do mine, I'm going to give you Dixon. Dixon is selecting the San Jose Sharks in 7 games. We have not gotten Haley's pick in yet, but I'm going to say that she is probably rooting for one of the two teams, which is the obvious answer I'm going to give right now. And as for me, I'm going to pick San Jose in 6. I think the Sharks will finally win their first ever Stanley Cup, and it will be much deserved for them, especially for guys like Joe Thornton and Patrick Marleau, who have been in this league since 1997-98 season. And then not only that, but for a guy like Brent Burns, who has emerged as a Norris Trophy finalist to win the cup, and not only that, for coach Pete DeBoer. Last time he was in the finals was 2012 when he led the New Jersey Devils to the Stanley Cup Finals, but unfortunately lost to the Los Angeles Kings in 6 games. And I think guys like Joel Ward will be the ultimate difference for the Sharks to have them win this series. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Experience Hockey Talk. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Experience Hockey and on Facebook at facebook.com/Experience Hockey. And just a note, yes, the episodes are up on SoundCloud. Yes, they do get taken down when new episodes go up. Please note that there is an issue uploading onto osdclan.com, which is Tor Radio Network. So, yes, I am aware that we have 4 episodes of the Experience Hockey Talk that is not on OSD Clan yet, and we have 2 episodes of The Experience not up on OSD Clan yet. So please note that there are going to be new episodes. There will be a new episode sometime after Game 1. There will be a new episode after Game 2. Game 3 will be a little harder because I'll be at AwesomeCon, but we're going to try to do something for Game 3. If not for Game 3, we will do a Game 3 and Game 4 coverage after Game 4. So with that said, we have once again been brought to you by the Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland. Till Kill Pub and Eerie, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kill Girls. For more on Till the Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until next time, it will be a team leading 1-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals. And until then, we'll see you on the ice.